I was a CPA. Office. Briefcase. White shirt. Striped tie. Crunching numbers. Hiding assets. Trying to disguise my client's little lies. I was a happy man. Nice house. Nice life. Nice kids. Nice wife. And a girlfriend. I was king of my domain. Formulating capital gain, 10,000 minus 3,000, divide by 600, and that's another million. My father was a rabbi, and I knew about God. I knew that God watched me day and night. But then one day at night, I was working in my office. I was crunching little numbers, I was hiding the lies. And suddenly I realized that God doesn't see me. He doesn't see me through the concrete or the bad fluorescent lighting. No, God doesn't see me. He doesn't see me in the numbers in my suits or in my life. He doesn't see my life. I tried to tell people, but nobody would listen. Do you know what that is like when nobody listens? You get angry at your asshole boss and your stupid wife because she can't perceive the hell you're going through. And then one day, you wanna blow her face away. You wanna blow the world away. So I jumped in a cab and I drove through Manhattan and I reached Columbus Circle and I stopped. And I walked into the park. Central Park, jungle land, hidden treasures for CPAs and cheating husbands and sons of rabbis. I saw the message, and I knew what I had to do. Here I am in Central Park. No more job or family. No more lies or suits or ties. Made myself at home. Here, made myself at home. And all week long, I have swapped cigarettes for a spot on a bench, sleeping next to an actor who snores. I love it. All week long, I have tanned in the rambles and bathed in the pond. I am perfumed with the great outdoors. Who invented Central Park? I would like to thank him. God will see a purer nature.